There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
If young Metro don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot.
Beautiful morning, yeah, the sun of my morning, baby.
This is John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John and Raheel with Dell.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John, Raheel, and Dell being joined by the legendary Miko Grimes here on ESPN 97.5. She's on Baller Wives on VH1, iHeart Miko on podcast. Miko, welcome to the show. How are you?
Awesome. You guys called me legendary. That was pretty dope.
Well, you are. I mean, you say stuff on Twitter and Instagram that I can only dream of telling people, like what you told the Raiders fans.
Yeah, well, see, the funny thing about that, and now I'm just going to claim it as my own story, my own tea, because the world thinks that it's mine. And the reason that my dates were off is because it really wasn't my news. I was simply telling the Breakfast Club listeners about things that you will hear on my podcast that you will never hear on ESPN, on NFL Network, on any of these other channels. I talk about things that the main media usually gets handcuffed from talking about, or they're afraid to talk about, or they don't really know the inside scoop about it. And I had a guest on my podcast come and tell me this entire story. I was like, my eyeballs were popping out of my head when he was telling me the whole story. And I was just shocked. And he had proof and things that he showed me, you know, his sources and things that he has to back up the story. And that's why I let it air. And I was like, there's got to be some truth to this. And all I was doing was repeating a story that was told to me over a month ago on my podcast.
Well, why don't you straighten it up then and tell exactly then, since you said you had to, you know, straighten it up for the Raiders people, tell exactly what happened.
Yeah, so on my podcast, I can't possibly cover all 32 teams. I only do an hour sometimes, too. And so what I had decided to do early this year was I cover the Thursday night game and the Sunday night game. I give a preview, basically giving, you know, analysis on, you know, basically giving a preview of the game, who's going to win, who's going to lose, who's going to play well. It was a Raiders game coming up. It was a Thursday or a Sunday game. And I had this guy on. We were talking X and O's Raiders, who's going to win the game, you know, back and forth banter about it. And then he says, well, I got some other stuff I want to tell you. I'm like, what? He tells me this entire story that the Raiders, which is an all-black offensive line, the only one in the NFL, everybody, well, I know that. But they wanted to be the first entire unit to kneel, and they wanted Derek Carr, who they protect, to kneel with them and show brotherhood and solidarity that he understands the issues going on in America with, you know, police brutality, the fact that black and brown people are populating propping up the billion-dollar prison industry, the fact that in the black community, a lot of the schools don't have books, the poor policing of these black communities, talking about the judicial system and how the police are freed. All they have to do is say, I feared my life, and they're free of murder. And so these are some of the things that the line was kneeling for. And Derek Carr allegedly said, no, he didn't agree with them, that he didn't think that everything that they were kneeling for was like fact, basically. And then started bringing up the flag and military and Christianity and all this stuff to them. And nobody wants to hear that when people that look like them are dying every day and are being put in jail illegally for no reason. Black men are getting three times the time for a crime that a white man commits, like, and he gets one third of the time. Like, these are real issues. There's no hiding from that, America. And so for your quarterback, a guy that you protect, to not want to, you know, kneel with you, I guess they took some type of offense to it, and there was a physical altercation in the locker room is what I'm being told. There was a big issue. And then so I, of course, run back to the game, and he got sacked four times in that game, which never happens because that offensive line just doesn't allow their quarterback to get sacked. So he got sacked four times, and then the next week he got sacked three times, I believe, and he got injured. So the story adds up. It kind of adds up if you look at it. And then there was other media outlets that were reporting on this from the Bay, but they're small media outlets, so nobody listened to them. So So there was a lot of whispers about this. There was a player that came forward anonymously that said, if he won't stand with us and he'll stand alone, let's see how he does on his own. There were all these things that were being said anonymously. Again, these are all allegations, so no one knows if it's true or not. I happen to believe it, so that's why I let it fly on my podcast. Why am I wrong for that? I am a media member. I am a journalist. This is my job. This is what I do.
Well, Miko Grimes joining us. And to be fair, then, did you try to confirm the story with anybody at the Raiders?
No, because no one's going to talk to me. There's no one's going to talk to me. The reason that I believe the story is based on the information that my guest gave me, his sources.
Yeah.
And that's his job if he wants to reveal his sources. That's not my job. All I simply did was listen to someone tell a story. And when I went on Breakfast Club, I was simply saying, these are some of the things that you're going to hear about on my podcast that you're not going to hear someone else. For example, the fact that the entire NFL fan base is wearing pink all through October, and the owners get $4.7 million in pink gear. That's just annually, approximately $4.7 million in pink gear. And they are only obligated to give the American Cancer Society $37,000 of it. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
But nobody's talking about that. Nobody wants to bring up how the owners are getting paid from our Defense Department for these military salutes. This is fake patriotism, and they're trying to act like they're patriots. No, you're not. Then stop getting money for this. Why are taxpayers paying the money for these jets to fly over?
That has ended, though. That was exposed a couple of years ago, and
I'm the one
that
brought it up. It was on my podcast first. This is all I was saying is, there's going to be things on my podcast that you're not going to hear anywhere else. 2 years ago, I was talking about this, and it just now ended. That's all I was trying to say, is my news is better than some of the other places. And now, all of a sudden, everyone's mad at me?
Who's mad at you? Screw those people.
Screw those fans.
Miko Grimes with us on ESPN 97.5. She's been awesome for years. Maybe not to Ryan Tannehill. I don't think Ryan Tannehill thinks you're awesome, but we do. So let me ask you a question, though. Brent, during those times when you were just ripping Ryan Tannehill, how was it for Brent in the locker room with him? Has he ever told you how awkward it was?
It wasn't awkward because no one in that locker room liked him. Everyone wanted him benched. They all wanted Matt Moore to play. The front office was propping him up. The coach, Philbin, didn't even want him to play. But the front office was like, no, this is our guy. This is who we've sold to the franchise. The players... The fan base thinks Ryan Tannehill is the man, and this is who we've sold. This is who we've got to continue to act like he's our guy. He's going to take us to a Super Bowl. The fans were just delusional. They just listened to whatever's being told. I had an agreement with Coach Philbin, no one else, that I would not speak my true opinion of Ryan Tannehill because it would cause the coach and a bunch of people to have, you know, media questions and all that stuff. So I said, all I will agree with is I will say he's average because I like Coach Philbin. I think he's an amazing guy. I think he's very nice. I think people have him all screwed up of who he truly is. And so I said to him, I will say he's average because my husband asked me that as well. Can you just say he's average? Don't say your true opinion of him. And I said, fine. So the first year and a half I was on the radio, I just said he was average. When they fired Coach Philbin, I don't have an agreement with anyone else. Now I get to say how I truly feel. You guys fired him week four. Why didn't you let him quit the year before when he wanted to quit? They pressured that guy and told him that if he quit, that he was a quitter on his team. I can't believe you were going to just leave us without finding a coach, all this stuff. And then he said, fine, I'll come back. And they fired him week four, knowing that he didn't like the quarterback, knowing that he wanted to draft Derek Carr, knowing that he was trying to go get another quarterback, saying, let Matt Moore play. We have a better chance at him. He didn't get to do what he wanted to do with that team. So when they threw him under the bus, well, I said, well, why do I have to keep an agreement? He's not even the coach anymore. So I started just basically saying my true opinion of him. Now, when it got ugly is when they were trying to bully my husband into staying in a contract that he didn't want. That's when I said I'm going to get ugly. The other stuff, I was just speaking like flat-out football information about Ryan Tannehill's game. I got ugly when the front office, when Tannenbaum was trying to threaten my husband, telling him he was going to stay on the team and take a pay cut. And my husband didn't want to do that. He was saying, let me be a free agent. Let me go find another team. And they were saying no. They were going to tell everybody that he sucks. They were going to say, your wife is a cancer. You have to stay here and take half the money. And so my husband said he was going to retire. He's like, I'm not staying here with them and taking less money. I'm going to retire. I said, no, you're not. He goes, I don't want to play. You know, I'd rather just go play basketball anyway. He loves basketball. And I said, no, Brent, you're a damn good football player. You've got some years left. You have lots you can contribute to a team. And he goes, no one's going to want to sign me because these guys are making up lies, saying that I'm old and I'm washed and you're a lock cancer in the locker room. And I said, no, give me 72 hours, and I promise you, I will get you released out of this contract. And I did.
And you did. Miko, okay, we're up against it. We've got another interview coming up here. But
right.
We got some sound that we want you to hear, and then we want you to respond and see if the same thing is true here in Tampa as it was in Miami.
Okay.
I want everybody to look at me. I'm going to pass it to coin after I say one thing.
Let's go. Let's go.
That's a W. Let's eat one. Let's eat one. That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight? How many eat a W tonight?
That was Jameis's pregame speech.
Oh, my God.
Eating a W. Hey, okay, 2-6 now.
Terrible.
Where is Jameis right now on your list?
Where's what?
Where is Jameis on your list?
Jameis, I think Jameis may be in some kind of slump. I don't know. I know that there's an injury. But what my husband has asked me to do is not discuss the Bucks. I don't know if anybody's even noticed. I haven't said one single thing about the Bucks this entire year, even last year. And it's because I don't want people to take my comments and say, oh, she's being a cancer in the locker room again. Of course I know exactly what's going on with the Bucks. I just can't discuss it because I have an agreement with my husband.
That's fair.
And everybody knows that however your quarterback plays, that's how your team's going to play. So that's throughout the NFL entire. That's not just Tampa. So the minute Jameis plays great, the Bucks will be great. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, that's fair. And if you ever see Jameis around, which I think you will, could you tell him to work on the pregame speech a little bit?
That sucked.
I mean, you know what? I was told that you know, Jameis is from the country. So I was told that was something the country people understood. I'm from L.A., so I didn't get it at all.
Yeah, I didn't get that. Nobody did. We're up against it here. We got an interview on the other side.
Yeah, Miko, we got to get going so quickly. And we'd love to have you back on, and we'll talk to you, of course. We got about a minute left, so I need to hear the best NFL groupie story you have.
Groupies?
Yeah, do you have any good groupie stories?
I mean, the groupies are changing now. Before, they used to be quiet and you know, play their position. Now these groupies want attention. They want fame. They want to be seen, and they're showing screenshots and videos and pictures. Like, what happened to the real groupies? Like, stay in your place. Sometimes groupies are important. They are important. They keep families together. I really believe they do, because a lot of men marry women that they're not happy with. So the groupies used to keep the family together. Now they're tearing them apart, and I don't really appreciate it.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the real groupies.
Yeah,
the new groupies, they're
trying to get the fame and trying to push that slim tee stuff. It's just, you know, it's different now.
Stop,
yeah.
Stop.
You're ruining it.
Hey, Miko, we appreciate it. VH1 and iHeart Miko podcast. Hey, we appreciate you being here. Thanks for hanging with us, and we hope to talk to you again.
All right, thank you guys for having me.
There's Miko. She is legendary.
We'll get her back on. She's awesome. I was going to get her on Monday. We didn't have time to talk to her, but she was playing in a tennis league on Monday mornings. So that's why she couldn't join us Monday.
I wouldn't, if all the things that I would have guessed, that wouldn't be one of them.
No, but it's good. I mean, that's good.
I know.
She's got to stay in shape.
Yeah, she's in good shape.
She's great shape.
Yeah.
And you notice, she's like, yeah, I'm going to keep Brent out of it.
Yeah, I like that.
Brent's probably like,
All right, Miko.
Thank you.
Thanks.
No, that was awesome. Big thanks to Miko.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready.
Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.